It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Thousands of people protested in Aurora this weekend over the death of Elijah McClain, a 23-year-old black man who was killed after being stopped by police while walking home last summer. Donald Benn was at the protests. He said he needs to see a change in his community and wants it to start with police being held accountable.
I look like Elijah. That strikes a nerve with me because he wasn't doing anything. He was going home. That could be me, that could be my son, that could be my brothers, my cousins, anybody.
Demonstrators shut down Interstate 225 Saturday afternoon. A violin vigil was held in the evening and police fired tear gas into the crowd. The three officers involved in McClain's death have been taken off street duty and reassigned within the Aurora Police Department. Governor Polis has asked the state attorney general to investigate the case. The owners of one of Colorado's biggest shopping malls are headed to court. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Malls across the country are losing shoppers to the internet. The pandemic is making things worse. Now the fate of the Cherry Creek Mall in Denver is in limbo. Taubman built Cherry Creek as a high-end shopping destination in the 90s. As of a few weeks ago, it was set to sell the mall to Simon Property as part of a larger deal. The deal fell apart because Simon claims that Taubman didn't take the necessary steps to limit the financial fallout of the pandemic on its properties. Taubman says Simon has a case of buyer's remorse and should have to complete the deal despite the economic recession. The two parties are scheduled to be in court in November. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Denver motor vehicle offices are reopening today for in-person services. There will be health precautions in place at all locations, including glass dividers and physical distancing markers. Officials say a new text message system will alert people when they may enter the building, and there are new drop boxes for people paying by check with completed paperwork. Denver is offering a grace period for people with expired license plates through the end of July. This is CPR News.